And we're back. It's a shoes off kind of day in the stew.
Mm-hmm.
Laura got a new carpet.
I got a little carpet from RugsUSA.com.
I need to go investigate them.
I think everyone should be investigating RugsUSA.com because they have many rugs.
We'd hope.
They have many, many rugs, and the prices are cheap.
This is not a sponsorship. We're in no way branding yet with rugs.com, but this is an endorsement out of benefit for the public.
I know. I was turned on to rugsusa.com by a friend, and this is the second rug I bought from them. And while the color is like a little bit grayer than I wanted it to be, they got my ass because the thought of trying to return a rug, I was like, well, I guess I'm just going to keep it.
How long from ordering till it reaches your door?
Pretty fast. I want to say it was like a week, maybe.
Because we need a new rug for our bedroom. And we want, actually, we're going for like a serenity room.
Mm-hmm.
So I want like something monochrome. And
they have a version of this that's almost like more of a tan color. Or like a more of like a yellow, like a straw-ish, yellowish tan color that could be good.
Yeah.
But they have good prices. And then also, like, if you have pets or something and this is such a high traffic area with the pod and everything, then I'm like, I'm not going to like.
A high traffic area.
It's a high traffic area with dogs in the pod.
It's ravaged.
I'm not going to like shell out on a rug for here because God only knows what could befall the rug in this room.
I'm reaching a point where it's like comfort and durability over like
glamour.
Super glam. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, get your bang for your buck.
Get bang for the buck. Like the deals.
Our couch is like not the prettiest sight, but it's
so comfortable. Who makes it?
H.E. Buttercup.
Oh, nice.
It's like a Leviathan.
It's so
it's
big.
Literally the alien in Nope.
I'm so jealous of you and Sierra have huge couches that are truly delightful.
It is. To spread out fully on the couch, it takes like a minute to get around the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not pretty. It's very unsightly. But it's
getting the job done. That's the most important thing.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, I just want creature comfort. I don't, like, one day I will have like glam. But even then, I'll still want, like, look at Kim. She had that horrific couch, right? That was like made her like miniature when she sat on it. But it's so comfortable.
Yeah. I mean, her house stresses me out because it's just so, everything's so white that I'm like, to have that white house with four kids and like animals and a production team seems like you're asking for stress. But I feel like if you're a Kardashian, you just can have people come and clean your walls and your couch every day.
Her house looks like a mausoleum. I'm not really into it.
I like it in theory, but in practice, I'm like, would I want to live there? Like, I need comfort and plush vibes and, like, a homey vibe, too.
Same. Where does Kanye live? On the road?
I don't know. Maybe in Calabasas?
Oh, right. He lives, like, near her, right?
Yeah. I don't know exactly what his deal is.
And Wyoming?
They might have sold that house, that ranch.
He was there to live near Jeffree Star. apparently Kanye's trying to make good with Bianca Censori's family.
Good. I think a little communication would be key in their situation.
Yeah, it's getting weird.
I'd be slightly concerned too, just if
my daughter was
parading her tits and vagina, her vulva, excuse me, and tits around for the world to see. I'd be like, are you good? And then if she was like, yeah, I have chosen to take a vulvic stance on life and an areolic stance on my public persona, and here's why, and like, let me show you, then I'd be like, all right.
And she's gonna show you a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'd break it down and be like, I'm gonna be showing you a lot of things.
You're like, I've taken the stance of, I'm gonna show my urethral opening to the world in a see-through trench. And my ball sack also.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.